As for his late brother, Tamerlan, a government report Thursday cites several steps where the FBI did not follow up on its investigation of the older brother prior to the bombing. However, it also finds no evidence that these missed opportunities to further scrutinize him or his brother would have thwarted the attack. If anything, the Boston Marathon bombing is a reminder, both that homegrown attacks on our soil are rare, but also that despite our best efforts, there won't always be safety in numbers, even in seemingly safe spaces, from a determined few bent on mayhem. Evan Coleman is an NBC terrorism analyst and a senior partner at Flashpoint Global Partners. So, Evan, and we were talking about this a little bit in the break, first of all, what do we know about the Tsarnaev brothers and what might have caused them to become radicalized?
Look, I mean, we don't know that much. We know bits and pieces. Reportedly, the FBI has found multiple copies of a magazine on these folks' computers, Inspire Magazine. It's a bomb-making manual written by al-Qaeda in Yemen in English, and it's specifically designed to radicalize individuals here in the West and teach them how to carry out a homegrown, a lone wolf terrorist attack. Was this what radicalized them? Were they radicalized before they got this? It's not really clear. And what the Russians, according to this report, passed along to the FBI was far from definitive. They used the same words to describe the Tsarnaevs as they used to describe the protesters in Maidan Square in Kiev. So how would we know what exactly the nature of the threat was? And just because the Russians are angry that someone is sympathetic with Chechen rebels, that doesn't make a homegrown terrorist. There are a lot of extremists out there. There are people that say awful things on the internet. It's very difficult to tell who is really a dangerous person and who is simply talking loudly.